This is Capital Insider, taking you inside politics, policy, and government in Oklahoma. I'm Dick Pryor with Quorum Call publisher Sean Ashley. Legislators and the governor are at the start of the process to craft the next state budget. Sean, the Office of Management and Enterprise Services has announced revenue numbers that will help inform those budgeting decisions. What do those numbers show?
They are pretty consistent with what we have been seeing much of this fiscal year. Collections for the first 5 months of the fiscal year are below the prior year by $64.7 million, or 1.9%. Now, that's not unexpected given the repeal of the state sales tax on groceries that took effect at the end of August. Collections are also $2.7 million, or 0.1%, ahead of the estimate for the fiscal year, so doing just a little better than expected. Now, these are the last numbers officials will have to use in calculating the fiscal year 2026 estimate that the Board of Equalization will consider at its December 20th meeting. Governor Stitt will use that estimate for his executive budget, and legislative leaders will use it in their initial conversations with state agencies, who are asking for a total of more than $820 million in new appropriations.
The Oklahoma Supreme Court has now weighed in the ongoing controversy at the Oklahoma Corporation Commission over allegations of impropriety pertaining to Commissioner Todd Hyatt. What matter came before the court and how did they handle it?
Three Republican lawmakers asked the court to prohibit Hyatt from participating in votes on certain rate cases. In a special order, the court denied the lawmakers' request. One justice wrote the lawmakers' concerns could best be addressed by the Ethics Commission, where lawmakers have filed a complaint. Another justice noted the outcome of those rate cases as a matter of procedure could be appealed to the Supreme Court, and then might be the appropriate time to raise the issue of Hyatt's alleged impropriety. And during oral arguments in November, some of the justices questioned why lawmakers were not considering impeachment. So it seems possible we could hear again from the Supreme Court on this matter, as well as the Ethics Commission, and possibly even the legislature.
Under the Oklahoma Constitution, the vehicle for removing a statewide elected official from office is impeachment. Now, Senator Bill Coleman is drafting a bill to add another option to be added to the Constitution, a recall proposition. How would that work, and why does Coleman think it's a good idea?
Coleman explained that under his proposed constitutional amendment, which would have to be approved first by voters, the legislature would refer a recall proposition to the ballot so voters can decide whether to remove or retain a specific state official. Coleman said impeachment proceedings are extremely rare because many lawmakers feel it inappropriate to overturn the will of the voters. In fact, we heard those words earlier this year from now former House Speaker Charles McCall when discussing Superintendent of Public Instruction Ryan Walters. Coleman said, allowing for recall elections gives the legislature another option that puts Oklahoma voters in charge of saying whether an elected official stays or goes. Now, he noted his legislation would put the legislature in the driver's seat to ensure the recall process is not overused or abused. In other words, it would be up to the legislature to decide whether voters get to vote on a recall petition.
And municipalities can already do that kind of thing.
That's right.
The Oklahoma Turnpike Authority has approved a toll increase effective January 1st. The increase will average 15%. What was their rationale for that?
Oklahoma Turnpike Authority Director of Finance Wendy Smith told authority members during their meeting last Tuesday, since 1953, the authority has only raised its tolls 11 times, and typically those toll rates are in conjunction with a large program. This is obviously no different, she added, referring to the multi-billion dollar access program.
Is there any recourse available for citizens to force the Turnpike Authority to reconsider its decisions like this one?
No, there is not. In fact, public comment was not permitted at last Tuesday's meeting where the toll increases were considered. But Representative Annie Menz, a Democrat from Norman, plans to file a bill that would require legislative approval for turnpike toll increases. It is past time for OTA to have oversight from a legislature designed to be a voice for its constituents, Menz said.
All right. Thank you, Sean.
You're very welcome.
For more information, go to quorumcall.online. You can find audio and transcripts at kgou.org. And look for Capital Insider where you get podcasts. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.
We could all use a little help navigating the news these days. The Consider This podcast wants to give you a hand. 6 days a week, we'll help you make sense of the day's biggest news story and what it means for you in less than 15 minutes. Listen now to the Consider This podcast from NPR.